It's Friday, July 31st, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another Procrastination Boo. Today I want to focus on something that I've been working on with a student. One of my graduate students is presenting a paper next week at a conference we're going to, and it's about emotional intelligence and self-control and procrastination. And I thought it's fresh on my mind because I was just talking to him about his presentation, and it relates so much to what we've talked about in terms of giving in to feel good. So I thought I'd spend a minute today talking about self-control, emotional intelligence, and procrastination. It's pretty obvious that given that procrastination is a breakdown in our self-regulation, that self-control is an important ability to be able to stay on task. Not surprisingly, what we found in our most recent research, when we add the variable emotional intelligence into our model, when we think about the relation amongst the three variables now, emotional intelligence, self-control, and procrastination, that emotional intelligence has an influence on our ability to self-control, and that has an influence on our procrastination. There's that indirect effect. Surprisingly, there's also a direct effect. Even when we take into account self-control, emotional intelligence still has a relation with procrastination. What that says is that emotional intelligence plays a very important role in understanding procrastination. It accounts for a fair bit of the variance in our measures of procrastination. So if we want to make a difference in our own lives, one of the places to start is to be working on becoming more aware of and working with our own emotions. To the extent that we unconsciously just give in to feel good, we don't even recognize that I'm feeling awful, I'm trying to run away from my feelings, or conversely, that we're able to work with those emotions, recognize them, and then be able to deal with them in a concrete way, in a constructive way, then we're going to end up procrastinating. So, emotional intelligence, this other form of intelligence, other than just kind of the book smarts or the kind of intelligence we think of when we think about the ability to use language or do use math or to think creatively or to work with art or music, for example, there's multiple intelligences. But the one that's of particular importance in relation to procrastination is our emotional intelligence. What's your emotional IQ? There's lots written about this if you want to learn more. I'll come back to it at another point when Eric does a bit more research and tell you a bit more about emotional intelligence and procrastination and the nature of emotional intelligence. But for today, I just wanted to highlight how important emotional intelligence is in terms of our ability to self-control, self-regulate our behavior, and not procrastinate. I'll catch you next month. That's tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow.